I already said a bit about COOL. And you all know that this has been a signature issue of Farmers Union. We first got country of origin labeling in a farm bill three farm bills ago, 2002. Never got implemented. So we got it back in the 2008 farm bill. Why do we do that? Why do we even fight for things like this, country of origin labeling? Because we're pretty doggone proud of what we produce. And not only that, we think that we ought to produce for a market. If the consumer wants to know where their food's coming from, why in the world wouldn't we want to tell them? It makes both sides of the equation better. It makes a stronger economy. It is an important thing. You know, folks that argue against putting labels on things like meat that comes in from other countries, as well as meat that's produced in our own country, are really on the wrong side of history. Because consumers overwhelmingly, well into the 90 percentile, want to know more and more and more about their food, how it's produced, who produced it, where it comes from, how nutritious it is, all those things. After all, we put labels on virtually everything else. We know where our clothes comes from, where it's made around the country, for crying out loud. We ought to be able to know where the food we put in our mouth comes from. But this fight isn't over, folks. We won in the Farm Bill, and frankly, on an issue that I think surprised a lot of folks in Washington, D.C. The word was in on the street in Washington, D.C., COOL is dead. It's going to be killed in conference committee. Well, didn't quite turn out that way. But I'm here to tell you that that fight's not over. Folks who oppose this effort are continuing to fight. I think we will face continued challenges with every single legislative vehicle that is a potential opportunity to add a piece of language to. Could be appropriations language, could be trade language, could be any other bill Congress is dealing with. Someone's going to go in there and try to stick on top of that bill some provision that guts the COOL statute. And so we need to be vigilant about that. We are still fighting this issue in court. Many of you will remember that, you know, we got it in the 2002 Farm Bill and the 2008 Farm Bill, and then the USDA issued a rule, and the big meat packers said, oh, we don't like that rule. They challenged it. Some of our friends in neighboring countries also challenged that. Our friends at the WTO and neighboring countries said we think this is trade distortive, and so we fought at the WTO. Initially, we lost. We got a decision though, ultimately from the WTO that said a couple of things that are really important. It said first of all, the law is okay. There's nothing wrong with the law. That helped our argument in Congress. We also learned in the filings at the WTO that 70 other countries in the world have similar laws. In fact, even our good friends in Canada have a similar country of origin labeling law that applies to imported meat into their country. And so, you know, at the end of the day, what the WTO really said was the law is okay, but the way you implement it is not. And what they really said with the implementation piece was it's not precise enough. You're not telling the consumers the precise information that you're gathering from the producer side of the equation. Therefore, it's in violation. So USDA went back to the drawing boards, issued a new rule that I think fixes the problem. They made it very precise. They said you no longer can be commingling product. If it's born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S., it has to say that. If it's born somewhere else, raised, and slaughtered here, you have to say that and provide that information to the consumer. And so I think at the WTO, we ultimately will prevail. But that is a very, very, very long process. We are continuing to fight in Congress. But there's another place we're fighting, and that's in the legal system. Not long after USDA issued this rule that I believe is going to comply with the WTO requirements, we were sued. The government was sued. USDA was sued by the packers. Farmers Union and U.S. Cattlemen, a couple of other organizations, joined on the side, intervened on the side of the government and said, we support this rule. And we went to court. We're still in court. And we're likely to be in court for, I don't know, maybe another year or so. Who knows? These things last a long time. But I'll tell you this, every single issue that's come before the court, in the early decisions coming from the court, we have prevailed upon. Why is that? It's interesting because the fundamental argument that the meatpacking industry makes against the cool rule is this. They maintain that they have a constitutional right guaranteed under the First Amendment, the right to free speech, and that that right gives them the right to say or not say whatever they choose, even if what they say or not say happens to be inaccurate or even deceptive. Guess what? The court looked at that argument and said, no way. You don't prevail on that. You don't have the right to tell people things that aren't so. That's not what the Constitution is about. And so I think we prevail in the court. I think ultimately the WTO decision, we've won it. It's just a matter of whether the WTO tends to be a really, really political body. And you know, that's going to be a long time before we get a decision out of that. But we're going to be invested in this for a long time. There are a bunch of folks in this crowd who helped fund the litigation as well. The FUE states just recently dumped another $100,000 into this effort. Many of you individually in estate organizations, North Dakota put another $40,000 into it near the end of the last year. Montana, South Dakota, I shouldn't mention states because a bunch of them, a bunch of you estate organizations helped to fund this effort. And we're likely going to be there for a while. It's an expensive effort. We've spent well over $250,000 in this legal fight, and we're likely to spend more, but I think we're going to prevail, and it's on the right side of history. It's a great issue for us.